Roots, the podcast for rural communities. David Kamgoru is a dairy farmer who lives in Nakuru County in Kenya, where a team from the Independent Office of Evaluation of the International Fund for Agricultural Development visited the Smallholder Dairy Commercialization Program. Nakuru is one of the 9 counties in Kenya targeted by the program, which provided support to over 1,000 groups of dairy farmers. David talked to Roots about how the program has changed his life.
There's a lot of changes since the project came in because it exposed me to how to feed, how to cultivate the fodder, how to improve the cows. Also, when it comes to quality of milk and quality of feed, we are doing it now as a commercial business.
Over 800,000 smallholder farmers in Kenya depend on dairy farming for their livelihoods. Dairy production improves nutrition and provides extra income for poor farmers. Since 2006, IFAD has been working with small dairy farmers to strengthen their understanding of the production process and improve their organizational and enterprise skills. David, a father of 6, has found in dairy farming a stable source of income, which has allowed him to pay school fees for his children.
I saw my dad interested in agriculture, and he has used in agriculture to pay our school fees and support us in each and every item. I decided to take agriculture as it was my passion.
We listened to David's 21-year-old son, who was so inspired by his father's passion that he decided to follow his example and study agriculture. David and his son hope that other dairy farmers may benefit from the same help they received. David also tells us about his plans for the future. He currently owns 2 cows and is planning to buy more to increase his dairy production.
My future plans are to expand the business of the dairy farming. It is only that with enough capital, I can expand the farm. I intend to have more than 10 cows. I intend to produce more than 300 liters in a day. That is my projection.
However, the project could have had a greater impact in building farmers' skills had it provided them with more training in dairy farming and better access to credit services.
I think the project, what they could have done, is to empower the farmers. You know, if you empower the farmers, is when the farmer can grow very fast. Empowerment is knowledge, skills, and also capital.
The Independent Office of Evaluation of IFAD listens to beneficiaries to improve ongoing projects and better plan future programs. We now come to the end of Roots. This time, after visiting Kenya, Roots will bring you a new episode from a different country next month, with the voices of participants of yet another project evaluated by IFAD's Independent Office of Evaluation. Many thanks and goodbye.